you go. There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
It's worth remembering that when 2018 began, we didn't know anything about illegal hush payments to porn stars, a secret resistor inside the Trump administration, or the fact that Rudy Giuliani always looks like he just sat on a box of thumbtacks. When the year began, Republicans controlled all three branches of government, and they were celebrating the passage of a corporate tax cut that lined the pockets of millionaires. And to take a victory lap at the time, Trump turned to his creepiest aide, senior advisor Stephen Miller.
You're right.
And Miller decided to go on TV and make the president look good, A, by comparison, and B, by calling him a genius.
On the campaign, I had the chance to travel all across the country with the president, and I saw a man who was a political genius. The reality is the president is a political genius. Of all these so-called political geniuses in Washington, whether it be at the big lobbying firms or
the only person who's called himself a genius in the last week is the president, but
which happens to be a true statement.
And yet, in the almost 12 months since that comment, Trump has rambled at length about how people in Finland rake the floors of the forest, left an umbrella outside when he couldn't figure out how to close it, got on Air Force One with toilet paper stuck to his shoe, and said this about a hurricane.
They haven't seen anything like what's coming at us in 25, 30 years, maybe ever. It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
You know, the president is heading home tomorrow. He's off to Florida for 16 days.
Here's fun. Coincidentally, Richard Nixon went to Mar-a-Lago a month before he resigned the presidency. Oh, history, please repeat yourself. We did our part by not learning from you.
Is the president allowed to go away for 16 days? That's like five Scaramucci's worth of days. That's a lot of them. Tomorrow morning, Mike Pence will be checked into a kennel, and the president will jet to Mar-a-Lago, his private club, where Trump will once again host his annual New Year's Eve party. 2 years ago, you know, he charged guests to this party $575 a head to come. Then last year, it went up to $750 a head. This year, he's charging $1,000 a head. $1,000 to ring in the new year with these two party animals. That seemed like fun. The whole Trump family will be there. I wonder if he makes them pay to come to the party. Ivanka gets in free, everyone else full price. But it's a special holiday for the Trumps this year, and this could be the last Christmas Don Jr. will be able to spend with his dad without being separated by a glass partition. So Trump is leaving Washington, D.C. an absolute mess.
Now, when Trump gets back, he'll have a new chief of staff, budget director, and chef from the pizza box, Mick Mulvaney. Mulvaney's predecessor, General John Kelly, tried to rein in Trump. But according to Politico, Mulvaney doesn't plan to try. I am honored to be the new zookeeper as my first official act. Unlock all the cages, let's get the lions high, and rub steak sauce on the penguins. I go for some penguin. Sources close to Mulvaney say he intends to give Trump more leeway to act as he chooses, a recognition that trying to control Trump is a futile approach. So, I'd like to point out that what we've seen in the last year and a half is Trump being controlled. What's he gonna be like now? I was wrong. There are not fine people on both sides. White power. I'm gonna tweet out the nuclear launch codes. I love Putin. I'll collude with anything that moves. Let the PP rain.
But we know one person who is gonna be furloughed, regardless of whether the government stays open or not. And it's Secretary of Defense Jim Mad Dog Mattis. Because this afternoon, not that long ago, Mattis retired as defense secretary. Yeah, listen to that reaction. Kind of scary when everyone says, oh, there goes the voice of reason. Mad Dog. Mattis.
Oh, no.
Mattis took a shot at Trump on his way out, saying in his resignation letter to the president, you have the right to have a secretary of defense whose views are better aligned with yours. Yes, perhaps a feral child snarling at those who dare approach his pile of rotting food scrap. Point is, there's good news for the military and their families, because earlier today, the Trump administration announced plans to pull U.S. troops out of Syria immediately. This is great news for these families. And Trump explained the reason for his decision in his historic tweet,
"We have defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there during the Trump presidency. But after the Trump presidency, I might head over there because I'll be on the run from the law and there will be no troops to find me."
But, and I know this might shock you, what the president said may not be true. First of all, his tweet came as a bit of a surprise to, the Pentagon? Because according to the Defense Department, the number of ISIS members in Syria and Iraq could be as high as 30,000. And right now, allied troops are on the cusp of capturing the last major town held by ISIS east of the Euphrates. All right, troops, this is what we trained for. We're gonna go over there. We're gonna end this thing, all right? I want you in full battle rattle when we cross that wire. Hold on, I'm getting a tweet. Hold on 1 second. Forget what I said. Let's go. Come on, back to the base. Which way's the base? Anybody know where the base? Of course, with a situation as complex and as dangerous as the Syrian civil war, who knows if this is the right move for America, but we know it's the right move for Russia because Russia's also got troops there backing the Assad regime. And today, Russian officials expressed satisfaction with Trump's decision. But a Pentagon official asked Jake Tapper, so when does Russia announce their victory? Oh, that's easy. It was November 8th, 2016.
Trump is currently dealing with a truly stunning number of criminal probes. Just to name a few, his White House is being investigated by the special counsel, his inaugural committee is being investigated for allegedly misspending donations, and his business is being investigated for hiding hush payments to cover up affairs. Not even Trump's doctor has ever examined him this closely. Then yesterday, the president was dealt another blow when his personal charity, the Trump Foundation, was forced to shut down after prosecutors effectively said it acted as a slush fund for Trump's personal spending.
President Trump's charitable foundation has agreed to shut down amid an ongoing investigation into its finances. In a statement, the Attorney General Barbara Underwood said, quote, our petition detailed a shocking pattern of illegality involving the Trump Foundation, including unlawful coordination with the Trump presidential campaign, repeated and willful self-dealing, and much more. This amounted to the Trump Foundation functioning as little more than a checkbook to serve Mr. Trump's business and political interests.
The Attorney General also alleging Trump used charity money to settle personal lawsuits.
So Trump used his charity to pay for lawsuits, which then prompted a lawsuit that ended the charity. At this point, he's going to have to start a new charity to pay for the lawsuit over the old charity. They can call it March of Crimes. He's going to do a 5K walk, but it's just going to be him asking for $5,000 so he can walk.
These lawyer fees are piling up. Could you do 6K?
And of course, as you might remember, it was reported that Trump used his charity to buy two portraits of himself. Trump used his charity to treat himself like a Make-A-Wish kid.
I got a portrait of myself, I got to ride in a helicopter, and I got to meet Grimace.
And then, of course, Trump's campaign and his administration are dealing with the Russia investigation. Yesterday, his ex-national security advisor, Michael Flynn, appeared in court after pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. Flynn's lawyers initially tried to argue that the FBI tricked him. Then they tried to take that argument back, and in response, the judge got super pissed.
The judge then laid into Michael Flynn, noting that making false statements to the FBI while he was national security advisor sitting there in the White House was a, quote, very serious offense. He then continued, quote, I'm not hiding my disgust, my disdain for this criminal offense. Arguably, you sold your country out.
Well, I'm no legal expert, but it's not good when a judge says you sold your country out at the sentencing hearing. It would be weird if Flynn didn't get a harsh sentence after that. You debased the White House and betrayed your country, and you're going free! Merry Christmas! Flynn was obviously worried as well and agreed with the judge's suggestion to delay sentencing until next year. Now, Flynn might at this point be hoping for a pardon from Trump. Flynn's botched court appearance is a reminder that this administration is full of people who are nefarious creeps, but also bumbling doofuses at the same time. Just take Trump's threat to shut down the government. Trump wanted $5 billion for a pointless border wall to enforce his racist immigration policies, but he was too incompetent to figure out how to get it. Last week, for example, he started out his Oval Office meeting with Democrats by saying it would be their fault if there was a government shutdown. And by the end of it, by the end of the same meeting, he did a complete 180 and said it would be his fault if there was a government shutdown.
You should not have a Trump shutdown. You have them at the White House,
the Trump shutdown.
You have the White House. You have the Senate.
We shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
You've said it.
Okay, you want to put that on my...
You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck.
Amazing. He started the meeting by calling it a Pelosi shutdown and ended it by saying it's my shutdown. Can you imagine if he ever does get arrested? I'm not guilty. Yes, you are. Okay, great. I want to go to jail.
The walls come tumbling down. The walls come crumbling, crumbling.
Good news. Here's something I did not think I'd be saying today. The government still exists because this afternoon, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi agreed to a bill that would fund the government through February 8th, just in time for Valentine's Day. They already have a plan to furlough government employees with candy hearts. You're the one who's out of a job. But here's the key thing. There is no funding for Trump's wall. Yes. Nothing. No, that means. No, that means the Republicans blinked. Trump's not going to be happy about the wall, and he was already frustrated, tweeting,
"The Democrats are saying loud and clear that they do not want to build a concrete wall, but we are not building a concrete wall. We are building artistically designed steel slats so that you can easily see through it."
Oh! Oh, it's artistically designed. That's different. I'm seeing an open concept steel slat, you know, to improve flow for parties, maybe add a 2,000-mile granite countertop. I mean, after all, what is the border wall but America's immigration backsplash? Now, where did Democrats get the foolish idea that the wall was going to be made of concrete?
I'll tell you what it's going to be made of. It's going to be made of hardened concrete.
Unlike Trump's promises, which are made of soft-serve bullcrap.
When walls come tumbling down, when the walls come crumbling, crumbling, when the walls come tumbling, tumbling, crumbling, crumbling down.
He caused quite a thing today. He announced today he's not going to sign a resolution to fund the government. This is a deal that was crafted by Republicans. They thought he was going to sign it. He surprised them and said, "I'm not signing it unless I get the $5 billion I want for my border wall." If he doesn't get that money, which he won't, tomorrow night at midnight, the government will shut down, which means hundreds of thousands of workers won't get paid. Basically, Trump is taking paychecks from federal employees at Christmas time to punish Congress for not paying for a wall he swore 500 times Mexico would be paying for. So, Feliz Navidad, everyone. But
you think a political genius could at least figure out a way to deliver on the one thing he repeatedly told his supporters he would absolutely do, and that's build the wall. And yet today, Trump threatened the very real possibility of a government shutdown because he didn't get any money for the wall. In fact, it's finally starting to dawn on his supporters that the wall is never going to happen, and they are very upset about it.
Democrats are going to win on this. There will be no money for the president and his wall this time.
Not a penny. Forget wall. Think border security.
I think that not funding the wall is going to go down as one of the worst things to have happened to this administration. Forget Mueller. The wall has to be built.
I agree.
And this was a scandal that it hasn't been built.
Well, it's very sad. We needed the wall.
That's a real fight, and I don't know that he minds dragging it out for a while.
Okay. Is it something
so
he just
get
needs
a series of 2-week agreements?
Is it something he just needs to give up on, though?
Wow, man, they're talking about the wall like they just lost a pet. Trump's going to have a special chat with the Fox and Friends. "Mr. Trump, where'd the wall go?"
"It went to a farm upstate." "To live with all the other walls."
Because he knows he's never going to get any money for his wall. Trump has been lying and claiming he's already building it just by putting up some fencing with existing money. But now supporters are starting to figure out that's also a lie. Here's Trump lying about the wall, followed by a very confused Laura Ingraham trying to figure out what he means.
"A lot of wall has been built. We don't talk about that, but we might as well start because it's being built right now, big sections of wall. And we will continue that."
I must have missed the wall being built. What wall? Where's it being built, Tom?
Well, I think what it means, you're upgrading certain parts of the
wall. That's not a wall. Stop saying it's a wall. There's no wall. If you want a wall, say, "We don't have the wall." And I know it's bad because he made the promise, but they're not building the wall.
Wow. She went through all 5 stages of grief in 5 seconds. It's like watching someone realize they're in the Matrix in real time. This isn't real! None of this is real! So today, Trump, the political genius, said at the last minute he would not sign a deal to keep the government open. And in response, outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan scrambled to find a way to get him money for his wall, which is a fitting end to Paul Ryan's career. Ryan has spent all year loyally serving Trump and ignoring his many abuses of power, even openly admitting he doesn't pay attention to Trump scandals.
Mark Sanford yesterday said that, speaking on the Stormy Daniels story, that he said the allegations of hush money are a big deal. I guess first question is, do you agree with that characterization?
I haven't put a second's of thought into this. It's just not on my radar screen.
This must bother you, Access Hollywood, Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal. At a certain point, it must be embarrassing.
Well, look, I didn't even read the article.
Is it appropriate, in your view, for the White House to invoke executive deny Steve?
I'm not familiar with exactly what happened yesterday. I've been a little busy with some other tasks.
Man, Paul Ryan might be a bad House Speaker, but he'd be a great roommate. Hey, Paul, my friends are coming over to watch a UFC fight, and then my punk band's gonna practice. That's cool. I'll be busy with other tasks. Yesterday, in his farewell address, Ryan decried what he called our broken politics. But Ryan is the one who spent 2 years ignoring Trump's many scandals and actively praising Trump in truly absurd ways, like when the GOP passed their corporate tax cut.
Something this big, something this generational, something this profound could not have been done without exquisite presidential leadership.
I'm sorry, did you just use the word exquisite to describe Donald Trump? You're talking about him like he's an art installation at the Guggenheim. He's not exactly a Picasso. I mean, look at him. If he looks like anything, he looks like he was painted by Edward Munch. Although, you know what? He'd fit right in that Salvador Dali painting with all those melting clocks. Watching Ryan frantically try to scrape together money for Trump's border wall is a fitting way for his career to end. Ryan used high-minded rhetoric about the importance of our institutions while Trump degraded those institutions. For example, Ryan had nothing to say when President's lawyer Rudy Giuliani went on TV and literally said that truth isn't truth.
When you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. He didn't have a conversation
about... Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like...
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The President of the United States says, I didn't...
Truth isn't truth. Mr. Mayor, do you realize what...
No.
This is going to become a bad
Don't do this to me.
In every interview, Rudy sounds like a grandpa whose adult children just put him in a nursing home. Don't do this to me! I can live on my own. Just give me a stair lift.
Here's the twist. The twist is the president might not need Mexico or Congress to pay for the wall at all because there are some very dopey people ready to pay for it themselves. So this Trump supporter, a guy named Brian Colfage, started a GoFundMe campaign to raise $1 billion for the wall. He launched it on Sunday. It's already up to almost $9 million. People, this is what people do with their disposable income when they don't have loans from college to pay off. Donating money for a wall that will never exist, it's like starting a college fund for Harry Potter. A more useful thing to do with your money would be to go outside and feed it to a bird. But you do have to admire the sacrifice they're making. I mean, a lot of these people are dipping into their meth money for this. And on top of all that, Trump's Secretary of Defense, General Jim Mattis, surprised everyone and resigned today. I guess the rumor is he disagreed with Trump's decision to withdraw troops from Syria, and as a result of that, he's now the 13th member of Trump's cabinet to depart in 20 months. There are only 24 people in the cabinet, by the way. That includes the vice president, who can't leave. Eventually, Ben Carson is going to be the only one left eventually, if they can find him. Has anyone seen him this year? Hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. I hope you enjoyed that video. Hit subscribe and all your dreams will come true, assuming your dreams are to watch more YouTube videos.
We learned recently that Trump and his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, had lied about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 campaign. After insisting that he never had any business deals in Russia, Trump went back on all that and admitted he did try to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, but insisted it wasn't that big a deal.
It was during the early part of 16, and I guess even before that, it lasted a short period of time. I didn't do the project. I decided not to do the project, so I didn't do it. So we're not talking about doing a project. We're talking about not doing a project. I decided ultimately not to do it. There would have been nothing wrong if I did do it. If I did do it, there would have been nothing wrong. That was a project that we didn't do. I didn't do. It was just reported very well by Catherine Herridge, who's a terrific reporter on Fox. She talks about a letter that he signed. I don't even remember it. And it specifically talks about this deal.
Trump only knows three words, and then when he runs out, he starts drawing invisible squares with his hands. I guess you could call him a French meme. The Trump Tower project was apparently so serious that there was actually an official letter of intent signaling that Trump wanted to go forward with it. Now, you heard Trump there say he didn't really know anything about that letter, and on top of that, Rudy insisted the letter wasn't a big deal for one important reason. He told CNN there was a letter of intent to go forward, but no one signed it. Oh, come on, Rudy, that's your excuse? No one signed it? What's next? He tried to mail it, but he doesn't know Putin's address. Well, you will never guess what happened. This week, we found out that Rudy was either lying or very wrong when he said no one signed the letter.
This is the letter of intent for the proposed Trump Tower Moscow, all right? It is signed
by Donald J. Trump. It's a lot of pages, man, with a lot of detail about what they wanted and how they wanted it and how he'd be paid. And there's his signature, okay?
So Trump lied about the letter, too. Mr. President, let me put this in a way you'll understand. You went on TV and said you didn't sign the letter, but now the feds might bust down your door and put you in a cell, and then we'll be stuck with President Mike Pence. So, how did Rudy explain the fact that Trump's signature actually does appear on the letter? He said he was confused.
Rudy Giuliani is commenting to our Dana Bash, a new comment, saying that he was wrong if he said that the president didn't sign this letter. He said, I haven't seen the quote, but I probably meant to say that there was never a deal, much less a signed one. So some very, very confusing statements from Rudy Giuliani. You don't want a lawyer, especially one working for the president of the United States, who is going to say two things completely opposite of one another.
You wouldn't, but that's exactly the kind of lawyer Donald Trump wants. He thinks he's psyching everyone out by putting a crazy person on TV. Trump watched Lethal Weapon and thought, I want a lawyer like that. Every Rudy interview basically goes like this.
Joining me now is the president's attorney.
Yeah, you want to see crazy? I'll show you.
Trump is in serious legal jeopardy just as Democrats prepare to take over the House, and he's hoping he can salvage his presidency by threatening a shutdown over his wall. I'm not saying he's scared, but his pants are
tremendously wet.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.